American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American is the question, and I have the answer. Yes, you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on this 24-7, 365. I think we're going to have to say maybe 25-8, 375 news cycle. I mean, it's never ending. Connect the dots. You come here and I drag you kicking and screaming from one dot to the next, getting through denial all the way. So anyway, a lot of things going on. I mean, if you haven't heard or you haven't been on the planet that many days, those of you that are out there on Venus and Mars and Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter and Uranus, you might want to figure out that there is a lot of things going on. Now, I'm going to start out the show with what is really truly going on. I'm not going to talk about, well, we're going to get into Charlottesville, we're going to get into the president's thing, the speech yesterday that he gave, all the information. We're going to bring in Miss King, Martin Luther King's niece. We're going to bring her in. We're going to bring in some other people as well to talk about all that stuff and more. And, of course, the Confederacy, and they're wanting to take down all these different statues and all that stuff. Racism, Van Jones crying, and now we got Fox contributors crying as well. It's sort of an infectious thing. All to try and make a point about how evil Donald Trump is. This concerted effort by the media to make Donald Trump the big monster. There is a reason. We're going to lay it out for you. Dragging and kicking from one dot to the next. That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. I know that's... listen, you know, I'm kind of tired of the sleight of hand business with the left. You know, you have a distraction over here to keep you from the real issue over there, if you know what I mean. So what we're doing here today was we're starting out the show with what is truly the news and why they've got everybody kicking and screaming. I mean, we'll be covering the media today. We're going to be talking about one of the mainstream media's news channels, actually a nightly news, covered one thing and one thing only 100% of their show last night. That was Donald Trump's press conference. And, of course, it's just roundly beating up Donald Trump and making him the racist. This is the racist. The only reason they're making him a, quote, racist, in my opinion, is because of the color of his skin. This is something they started a long time ago. This is way back in the day when he first became, you know, a candidate. He's got strong ties to the King family. He's got strong ties to even Muhammad Ali. I mean, you go back and look at his pedigree, and you don't find the racism that they're trying to foist upon him. The thing is, what you're seeing here is a true race war, in which the left, again, has thrown out the race card, as they always do. When in doubt, when you're really in doubt, throw out the race card. And they're trying to do the objectification process part deux for Donald Trump. And we'll explain that too. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And thank you all very much for your emails. And I forgot to email Sunday. Wow. The emails come flooding in on Sunday afternoon, and I really appreciate that. We try and get back to everybody as much as possible. Some of you have some concerns about one of the articles that we ran about the Korean situation, in which we got a report of two nuclear weapons. These were weapons to be put on top of missiles, so they were already complete with their detonators, the whole nine yards. That is an issue. And we ran the story, I understand, and it kind of looks like fake news. I don't think it is. And the reason is, we put this story out so that we can enlist some of you who have some knowledge about the Sea of Japan and so on, about the shipping lanes out there. We're looking into it, too. We've got maps and diagrams of the, you know, six. I think it was about August 6th, as what was said in the story, about two nuclear weapons that were actually turned away. We understand it's kind of a little controversial story. We're not trying to make any more of a controversy than it is. But our sources that we have for this are absolutely impeccable. And that's the thing. That's the reason why we're trying to get a little bit more information. So if you have any information for your citizen journalists, please help us out on that one. And you can visit the website to see that, agenda21radio.news. Okay. The real story is not Donald Trump in this whole racism business. That is the left's distraction. That's the globalist distraction all the way. Well, it is. And what are they distracting from? Is that what aren't they being distracted from? You've got Sessions now is starting to get his sea legs because he's getting more and more people underneath him. Remember, it's all about the bureaucracy. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm saying, where is the time going this hour? Anyway, we're having so much fun right now. Sessions is getting more of his sea legs underneath him at this point, and that is a good thing. More and more attorneys are coming on. He's getting rid of the bureaucracy, the bureaucratic nightmare that was left in the Justice Department by the Obama administration and, of course, Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder. 8 years of swamp. You know, he opens the door. Can you imagine Jeff Sessions opening the door at Justice the first day? And the swamp water just inundates him. The flood is inside the building. That's where the swamp flood is. So he opens up it's a mess. He's got his life vest on. He jumps in the boat. He's paddling around. You can just see this paddling around in the foyer and looking around going, my God, this is just where swamp creatures lie. And lie, literally. So he's got to clean it out. Now we're into this. Now it's August. It's been about 7 months since they've been on board, almost 7 months. And he's got a long ways to go. It's going to take a year or 2 years, 3 years to clean this mess up. That's where it's at for him. So, naturally, he's going to paddle around there as quickly as possible to get rid of some of the things, the negative individuals that are sliming around with Obama. Now he's all of a sudden starting to spread his wings and fly, baby. And this is the thing that they don't want on the globalist side. So they're going to do everything they can to distract and dissuade you from whatever Sessions is looking into. Now, we saw this with the election results in California, the June 7th primary in California. Isn't it nice to have a memory bank like Agenda 21 Radio? Think about this. I was thinking about this earlier. What a sinister plot against the globalist. All of us on the internet. By the way, we understand we're being jammed and all this good stuff and taken off the air or whatever. Things are happening. We have that going on all the time. We're being slammed on our websites and they're taking stories off. They're doing all kinds of crazy things. I am not the only one. This is across the board with all of us talkers that are on the American side. It's a full-fledged assault. Understand that. We have seen this uptick over the last month, maybe a month and a half, 45 days, I'd say. This is all universal. Every talk show host that I talk to, and we've gotten on the horn, a whole bunch of us, we've talked, we've communicated, and it's happening. It's game on is what it is. So this is all the Google thing. It's all the Google thing. Yeah, Google, YouTube, that monstrosity that needs to be broken up. So we're all under assault. So it doesn't surprise me that right now with Sessions going after things of the Obama administration and the Clinton administration, and guess which one they're going after now and why are they screaming so much? Because of FOIA requests that have come up about what? Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. The Justice Department is opening that one up. Hey, do you think they probably staged this thing on Saturday to set Donald Trump up to be a distraction against that? Oh yeah. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're going to get into this whole thing about, well, what is really truly going on with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. It's, I think, the affair, if you will, of the affair of the century for Bill Clinton. I know, listen, that's a bad visual, isn't it? I mean, that's a Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the same plane together. Was it a quickie? I mean, you know, a quick exchange of information, of course. Of course, you know, you never know about Bill and his exchanges. So this is now opening up again. This is Jay Sekulow this morning on Fox and Friends.
For the President of the United States and Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow joins us right now from Franklin, Tennessee, one of about the prettiest towns in the whole wide world. Jay, good morning to you.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, let's talk about this. New developments with the FBI regarding a Freedom of Information request about the Bill Clinton and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch meeting at on the tarmac at Sky Harbor in Phoenix before it all hit the fan. What exactly is going on with looking for the documents?
So here's what happened. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request to both the FBI and the Department of Justice. The FBI came back with a letter last July saying we have no documents relevant to your inquiry. The Department of Justice didn't even respond. And when they didn't respond, we filed a lawsuit in federal court in Washington, D.C., and the court issued an order demanding that the Department of Justice produce documents. Mm-hmm. They produced those documents just about a week ago, Steve, and in those documents, lo and behold, was communications between the FBI and the Department of Justice. The very documents that the FBI said did not exist were actually produced in the request that we got, the court order we got from the district court judge. Now, it focused on a timeline of what took place inside the Department of Justice as the Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton meeting was getting public. And I mean, by the way, the FBI correspondence, the email from the Department of Justice to the FBI included an email to the chief of staff for James Comey, who, remember, when he made his testimony, said he was shocked and outraged at what happened, and that was the reason he went public on the Hillary Clinton matter, as they called it. Well, take it a step further now. After that disclosure came out, it obviously became clear to us that there were documents, in fact, between the FBI and the Department of Justice, and I'm holding in my hand a letter that I received yesterday where, in a rather unprecedented move, the FBI has reopened that FOIA investigation to produce relevant documents to the inquiry that we now know exist. That doesn't happen. And so this was a positive sign. But the biggest issue is not so much what we've gotten so far, which is significant. It shows communication to the Department of Justice and the FBI, Department of Justice, and the White House were all involved in this Clinton-Lynch meeting, had a message and handle it. But there was a three-page email produced, which they redacted completely. It's three blank pages that were the, quote, talking points, and they refused to release those. So we're back in federal court on that document. But, Steve, again, and everybody, this was – I'm holding my hands up. I don't do this often as a prop, but I'll just tell you. Mm. You don't get many of these in your legal career where the FBI reversed itself on this FOIA request. And a lot of it was because it became public what was going on. Of course, we contacted them and told them, hey, you're telling us there's no documents. Mm-hmm. We have documents. So you've got to, you know, someone's not telling the truth there. Someone's
lying. Somebody got caught.
And apparently the FBI was the one. Yeah.
Jay, lawyer to lawyer here, when you receive a request from another lawyer, you have an obligation, the oath that you swore when you became a lawyer, to produce the evidence that is requested. Now, granted, you can redact for attorney-client privilege and things of that nature.
Sure.
But this is an out-and-out lie based upon what you just said.
Well, here's what they said. By letter dated October 21st, we advised you that it had located no responsive documents to your inquiry. And then they say, subsequently, the Department of Justice produced documents which communicated that between the FBI and the DOJ. So now we're going back and we're going to find those documents. Now the question is going to be, and this will be the interesting aspect of this, they'll find the documents. Are they going to produce them? Because finding them is one thing, and as you know, getting them produced is another. So we're prepared, if necessary, to go back to federal court. These admissions or these releases are what they call rolling documents. So we're going back to court to get the redacted version. But it's a three-page blank email, completely redacted except for the names. But it included, here's an interesting note, it included at the time a lawyer named Hegworth, who was, in fact, the one of the counsel to the special counsel or senior counsel to FBI, Attorney General Lynch. So it was one of her lawyers. Now this matter of investigating the whole situation between Lynch and former President Clinton, as you know, is right now before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Guess who is the deputy counsel to the minority ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee? The same lawyer that was involved in the production and the messaging on meeting. So that presents, a real
sure.
potential, con- not
huge.
Potential, a real conflict of interest issue, and she shouldn't be involved in the case at all. And frankly, team, this is just the start of this one,
wow.
and we're finally getting the documents.
So is there any wonder why the left is screaming like crazy, why the globalists are screaming about Donald Trump being a racist? You know, one of the things about the globalists is they're racist. They're racism. And they know how to play the race card when they need it. They always play it. You know what? The problem that I see happening right now is you're starting to get ist backlash. And now I say this, and understand how I'm using the term racist backlash. I think you're getting backlash from everybody of every race right now. You see, the way that the globalists play this is just right straight out of Marx and Stalin and Lenin and Hitler and Mao, is to play and separate. It's divide and conquer techniques, clearly. That's the bottom line. It's a divide and conquer technique. But you do it based upon the most sensitive thing that you have. Well, several sensitive things that you have. But the first one is your skin color. The color. Who are you? Then it's the ethnic thing. And then it's the sexual thing. Get it? So you polarize everybody, which is their strategy. And by the way, if you want to see this play out on a grand scale, go to a Democratic convention. And you'll see it exactly like that. That everybody's polarized. You'll find all these different nonprofits, NGOs, and everybody else having their own shtick in regards to a polarized particular set of circumstances. If it's race, I mean, you'll have the Asian group over here. You'll find the KKK group if you're over there in a Democratic, because the KKK, Richard Byrd. Are they going to tear down monuments about Richard Byrd? Remember Byrd? Senator Byrd? A member of the KKK, a profound racist. And Bill Clinton supported, and Clinton supported him, and so did Hillary. I mean, but you know, we don't hear anything about him. He was a true KKK racist in the Senate. A Democrat, of course. So you have them all divided up and all polarized. So the quickest one, the first one they always play of all these groupings and subgroupings and identity politics is the skin color. So they throw out the race card at Donald Trump because he's white, right? Just because he's white, he's got to be KKK. Of course, or Nazi. Of course, the reality check, he's none of those. But they got to play it anyway. They got to play it because they're in trouble with Loretta Lynch. They're in trouble with Bill Clinton. This, as you heard Jay Sekulow say, this is just the beginning of what is going to be going on in this investigation. What were they talking about? I don't know, but I'm sure that they left something behind. Now, the question is, was Loretta Lynch... In fact, I'm going to look at the video. There's pictures. I think she was wearing... Oh, my God, I can't believe it. A pure fake news at this point. Was she wearing a blue dress? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Loretta Lynch. Okay, for those of you that were wondering, and so was I went and looked, I don't think she was, but we don't have any pictures. Apparently, the picture that they're putting out there is not the picture of the actual night. They show her stepping off an airplane. Now, I'm going to back up here a little bit. The news is kind of sketchy on that, but it seems that she may have been on that flight, but that isn't the actual flight or the actual stop in the picture that was taken right then. So she's wearing a black dress. That's the point. She's not wearing a blue dress. So no worries there. No worries. Okay, so we've got this situation developing now. So do you think that the mainstream media wants you to be thinking about what I was just talking about or what Jay Sekulow was talking about, this whole Loretta Lynch thing? That was, of course, just before she testified about Benghazi. Pompeo, by the way, was there. He's now the CIA director. And remember, he was one that asked very interesting questions. In fact, he wanted her to identify a couple of folks. There's a picture up there. Can you identify that? Anyway, so we're watching this very carefully because this is now going to be one of these cases. It's almost like Mueller. We're going to talk about Mueller in a second. It's almost like Mueller with the special counsel. I mean, heck, do you think they want this to be discussed? No, they don't. Because, you see, this opens up another box, if you will. Another bailiwick for these people that they don't want anybody to get into. No, 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 no. We don't want to go down that train of events and then get into Hillary Clinton emails and then all of a sudden, boom, we can start connecting dots to one thing to another. We can get into the voter fraud. We can get it. The linkage is absolutely exquisite. And then there's all the other things that were going on, of course, with Obama and the Obama administration and all the connect the dots there. They do not want that. So they're going to do everything they possibly can to keep this information not in the news cycle. They don't want anything to do with this. Please don't share this with anybody. Oh, no, this is not what we want. So what do we have here? We have a mixed bag? Well, no, we don't have. We have clarity. We have clarity on the issue. And this is why I'm bringing this up first as the first piece. And I mean, I can get into the hysterics and histrionics as goes on with Donald Trump and with this whole thing in Charlotte. And this, by the way, is being investigated very aggressively by the Justice Department. Oh, I'm sorry. I just hate it when this happens. It's not Loretta Lynch investigating. Let's make that very clear. It's not Loretta Lynch investigating what's happened in Charlotte. It is Jeff Sessions, and he's promised a full investigation. And don't you think he's just going to do it? Oh, yeah. And that's going to open up a lot of other things. Now, that's the point. They have another problem coming at them in another 2 or 3 months, maybe even sooner than that, about all this operational aspect. The operational aspect of what happened on Saturday will come out. For those of us that have been watching these things play out over the last 8 years in particular, this Saturday thing was a very systematic operation that developed. Now, when Donald Trump says there's people on both sides of the aisle, clearly they are. There were. And you know, this is the thing on Saturday was I was watching this whole thing unfold. A couple of things stuck out in my mind. And, you know, that made it an operation that is designed to distract. Because all these other operations were either operational specific for specific distractions or were just put out there to create a crisis. They needed a crisis for a specific political reason. 114 mass murders with Obama in 8 years. Think about that. That's a lot of crises being created. But every single one, by the way, most of them were related to radical Islamic terrorism, the ones that were the operational ones that really made it to the national news. Now, there were a lot that were not of the mass murders. But it is a very odd number, don't you think? So many mass murders. And then you have this whole thing going on over there in Chicago, trying to think that Chicago's just a crazy place, which it is. I mean, when you have the gun situations over there with the law-abiding citizens not allowed to carry guns, and your police aren't necessarily allowed to enforce what they need to, I mean, it's kind of crazy land over there. So the distraction is what it is. In the operational aspect of what I was just saying about so many other of the operations, you know, remember you had Orlando, you had San Bernardino, you had Sandy Hook, you had all these other different things. They all had a structure to them. All those crises with all these gun things had a structure to them. And again, most of it was designed to really implement and take away your Second Amendment right. We talked about that. It was very, very clear. But they also had other operational demands needed. Now, this operation that took place on Saturday, which, by the way, again, had two sides of the aisle, and Donald Trump, I think, was absolutely spot on in his assessment. And I watched it on TV. I was watching the events and in the timing and so on when the president came out. I thought he came out very appropriately. He came out quickly. He didn't delay in making his first initial comments. And his first initial comments were, in my opinion, right on. Now, the reason why I say that, because it's very, very clear he did not have all the information about who, what, where, and when was happening. I was going through that myself. I was trying to sort it out. Now, he has a little bit better intelligence than what we have, but the bottom line, these people, in order to assemble information and get it to him and get him out there where he needs to be, it takes time to do that. So I understood the lag, and there was nothing he said in that first initial round that was total, that was inappropriate. And it was interesting because as I watched it, immediately CNN comes on and starts denouncing him for not taking on the white supremacist thing. Well, I don't think it was clearly known. It was obvious to me. It wasn't clearly known to him. And in that particular position where he was making the presentation about the veterans, again, look what that did. A successful operation for Trump with the veterans program that he was rolling out there. And what happened? It was tainted with that whole incident in Charlottesville. So they're getting a twofer out of this. They're destroying the Trump's ability to talk about the economy, Trump's ability to talk about the VA. So they take that away from him. And then he doesn't jump on the comments about racism and the racist notion of the white supremacist. And everything is white supremacist. Everything is neo-Nazi. Nothing being said on the other side about who was there. And Black Lives Matter. Hello, Black Lives Matter down in Texas. Dallas, Texas. How many police officers? 5 officers killed in Dallas, Texas. In what was an operation? Clearly, it was an operation that went on. Same thing. And, of course, there was no denouncing of Black Lives Matter by the President of the United States at all, even during the funeral services of those officers. Gee. You didn't hear any denunciation of any of these murders, basically, is radical Islamic terrorism. Oh, no. Even though they were terrorists in nature, especially Orlando. Remember the cover-up that went on there? They didn't want to identify who was the actual shooter and the connections to radical Islamic terrorism, even though the guy was broadcasting on his cell phone to radio stations and newspapers all around that's exactly what he was. See, this is the stuff that was operational. And this is the stuff that Sessions will uncover. Think about that. Think of the implications. And remember, there are people in justice, the FBI, CIA, and the intelligence services that have been around with Obama. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son
son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Okay, we're back. Donald Trump responding. Responding to the critics. I see. Isn't this appropriate that we put the news about the FBI probe at the beginning, and now we're coming to what is really truly going on with Donald Trump? And we'll play a little bit more into this a little bit later. I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages. I'm getting all kinds of strange things through the, as they say. So here's Donald Trump yesterday talking about what happened, well, his response to Saturday.
I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct, not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement. But you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very, very important process to me. And it's a very important statement. So I don't want to go quickly and just make a statement for the sake of making a political statement. I want to know the facts. If you go back to my, in fact, I brought it.
What did you bring?
As I said on, remember this, Saturday, we condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence. It has no place in America. And then I went on from there. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. Take it nice and easy. Here's the thing. When I make a statement, I like to be correct. I want the facts. This event just happened. In fact, a lot of the event didn't even happen yet.
Okay, and this is my point exactly, because I was watching this in real time. And you can go check it out. Check the timing. See, it's clear he didn't know what the details were. I didn't. And I was looking for them. I was searching for them. He didn't sit have the aid of a computer. He's the president. He's walking around being fed things. And it's coming in from all different sources. I mean, this is the thing. He waited. He did exactly the right thing. He did the right thing, and now they hate him for it. At least, they hate him anyway.
As we were speaking, this event just happened. Before I make a statement, I need the facts. So I don't want to rush into a statement. So making the statement when I made it was excellent. In fact, the young woman who I hear is a fantastic young woman, and it was on NBC, her mother wrote me and said through, I guess, Twitter, social media, the nicest things, and I very much appreciated that. I hear she was a fine, really, actually, an incredible young woman. But her mother on Twitter thanked me for what I said. And honestly, if the press were not fake, and if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts.
That's not a bad idea to know the facts. And, you know, the facts weren't known to him then. So, you see, this is why I say this. Knowing how these things play out, if you're in the administration, if you're in the deep state, and I said this yesterday, said it very clear on Monday, If you're in the deep state, you know the timing, how this all plays out. When there's an incident, there's going to be the press reporting. There's going to be all kinds of inside reporting. And then there's a bureaucracy of reporting to the president. And they know that lag time, that gap in time. That is critical. And it's in that playground right there where they asserted themselves. See, this is where I say thou protest too much. And they always overplay their hand where they creep in and do something. Boom, exactly. The timing is critical. And in the saturation, the total media saturation at that point is critical. And it goes to the point about the driver of the car. As soon as his name came out, I was at the computer. I was researching all this. As soon as his name came out, I went right to the search engine and shazam, a complete dossier on this guy. To the detail. Every jot and tittle was done on this guy. And it came out instantaneously within minutes. Well, it wasn't even a minute. I'm telling you, it wasn't even a whole minute that I pulled it up. I heard it on TV. I plugged it in, and there it was. Now, wait a minute, guys. Do you know how long it takes for someone to put that together? It's going to take at least 20, 30 minutes to put that together. But no, it came out right when it was announced. There's something wrong with that picture, folks. That's an operation. That's a high-level deep state operation going on. Period. You just don't do that and have it. Oh, yeah. I mean, normally, if it was normal without an operational thing going on, I know everybody says, well, we live in this digital age. It still takes time for people to key stuff in, cut and paste. That is a reality check here.
They don't. How about a couple of
terrorism, that event? Was that terrorism?
Say it. What?
The CEO of Walmart said she missed a critical opportunity to help bring the country together. Did you?
Not at all. I think the country, look, you take a look. I've created over 1 million jobs since I'm president. The country is booming. The stock market is setting records. We have the highest employment numbers we've ever had in the history of our country. We're doing record business. We have the highest levels of enthusiasm. So the head of Walmart, who I know, who's a very nice guy, was making a political statement. I mean, I do it the same way. You know why? Because I want to make sure, when I make a statement, that the statement is correct. And there was no way... There was no way of making a correct statement that early. I had to see the facts, unlike a lot of reporters. Unlike a lot of reporters. Nazis were there. I didn't know David Duke was there. I wanted to see the facts. And the facts, as they started coming out, were very well stated. In fact, everybody said his statement was beautiful. If he would have made it sooner, that would have been good. I couldn't have made it sooner because I didn't.
Yeah. He couldn't have made it sooner because he didn't have the information. He made what statement he could with the information he had. And as the Wiki Man says, no amount of apologizing or clarifying or explaining will placate the haters. That's true. That's the way hate works. More hate from the globalist. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. The globalists don't really like us. We love them, though. We love those globalists. They're such good people. Yeah. Very disturbing, those globalists. And boy, listen, their life is becoming an open book to all of us. That's the deal. Their life is becoming an open book. Okay. So we've got a lot of territory to cover yet. We're going to get jumping into some historical facts. Start to look at why are we tearing down statues, the whole nine. This is all part of the playbook. This is something, if you go back and look at the history, we'll even, you know, throw that in. I'm sitting here thinking about that. In the next hour, we're going to talk about historical information about statues, book burnings. You know, the Nazis were big into book burning. But this whole thing about destroying history is, if you destroy history, you can control the future because you can rewrite the history. And, of course, I saw this happening in California public schools years ago and stood up against it. So the reality check of changing history is really upon us and something that we need to guard against. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Please email me, paul@a21r.com. And for those of you that are exceptional Americans, remember, stay strong. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.